Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
Congrats on a fantastic campaign.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know, before the final, was Andre Russell fit to be selected? And if he was, then what were the discussions around finalizing your 11?
Yeah, look, Andre, he obviously had a hamstring tear earlier on in the competition. He worked unbelievably hard to try and get himself available. There was still a risk there, and it was a risk that I felt in a final we just couldn't afford to take. In the end, we had another hamstring issue with Rahul Tripathi. So, look, such is the nature of hamstrings that you're just never really sure whether they're going to be fully healed or not. And it was just such a big risk. So, look, in the end, we decided to go for the guys who had done so well for us to get us into the final. And I'm really proud of all of their achievements, and it's just a shame we fell short, but we're outplayed by a very good CSK side today.
Enjoy.
Hi, Brendan. Unfortunate luck tonight, but fantastic campaign.
Thank you.
While on one side you have maintained Owen Morgan has been a fantastic captain, but there were lots of talk about dropping him for another batter or Andre Russell if he would have been fit. But did you ever consider dropping him? And if not, how did you help him deal with the pressure? Because he was clearly under the pump for his batting.
Yeah, look, it's a really unique situation, wasn't it? He was captaining out of his skin. He was going as he's captain as well as what I've ever seen him captain, and as well as I've seen anyone really captain in a T20 competition, and I thought he was driving the team forward with his captaincy. Unfortunately, the runs weren't there for him, no matter how hard he tried. We tried to put him in that position where he's been so successful in those last five overs in T20 cricket right throughout his career. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. And, there's many examples over the years of guys who have struggled for form leading into big games who have then been able to find something in that situation to be able to get a performance, and that was what I was clinging on to tonight with both the captain and also the vice captain as well. But look, it wasn't to be, and those guys, they played their heart out, they did their absolute best, and they just weren't quite able to garner the performances that they would have liked. And in the end, I'm still really proud for everyone who bought into the vision that we had for the group, invested in what we were trying to achieve, and ultimately took us on this journey which allowed us to have some great memories, but just fell short.
Yashasri, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm from India Sports News. So, tough luck on your loss, but then when the team reunited in UAE for the second leg, what was the chat all about since the first leg back in India didn't go the KKR's way?
Well, first of all, the break probably came at a really good time for us, to be honest. It can be hard in a tournament such as the IPL to be able to keep your composure when things are results are going against you. And where we sat after seven games with only two wins was pretty disappointing. So the break came at a good time. During that time, we had some conversations right throughout the few months in between with some guys and just tried to smooth out a couple of the rough edges. I always felt that our intent needed to increase to be able to put pressure back on the opposition. And look, I cannot talk highly enough of our top four Indian batters in particular for what they were able to achieve in the second half of the competition. It takes guts to play the way that they did, and it takes courage to change the method and to trust the method that us as coaches were asking them to play, which was a more up-tempo game. And look, they were absolutely fantastic, and we're such a massive reason why we're a huge chance in this competition, why we made it, as well as what we had. So we've certainly got something to work with there moving forward.
Rohit Jugland.
Hi, Brendan. Tough luck. But just want to ask you that, what do you think about your middle order not contributing, especially in last two, three games where every game is a must-win? Do you think the problem lies there somewhere there, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's a fair assessment. I think our bowling group did a really good job. We fielded well, and our top order batting was superb, but unfortunately we weren't quite able to get the real impact through our middle order players, which, there's a lot of experience there. And they're the first ones to admit they didn't have the greatest of tournaments, and that can happen at times. And it wasn't for the lack of trying, that's for sure. The guys certainly invested. They put the work in. It just wasn't necessarily their tournaments, and that was just unfortunate that it kind of happened amongst all of the middle order, but that can happen sometimes, and You know, again, I'm just really proud of all of the guys for their efforts and you know, what a story it was to go as close as we did after being under the pump halfway through the tournament. So more positives than negatives, that's for sure. And, you know, we walk away with our head held high, and I think we represented our owners and our fans and all those who support this team as best we possibly could.
Last question.
All the best. Thanks.
Thanks.
Last question, Subhan Chakrabarty.
Hi, Coach. Hard luck on the defeat. Coach, Owen Morgan, the last day, said that you were the one who pushed Venkatesh Iyer towards a playing 11 spot. So what special thing did you spot in him, and how up is he on your list of retention for the next season?
Look, we'll deal with next season. And I think in this job, you know, you sort of you try and stay in the here and the now, and we'll invest in tonight with the guys and thank everyone and wish everyone well on their future endeavours as well. And then we'll take stock after that. But look, Venkatesh Iyer has been a quite incredible story. I guess looking back, he was actually going to play the last game, the next game when we were in India. He was actually going to be in that squad then. But in a funny way, the break came at a good time there too, because I think it gave him the opportunity to just get another couple of months of cricket under his belt to understand that his opportunities weren't too far away. And then for him, you know, it was a matter of just bringing the game, which he owns, the Venkatesh Iyer game plan, to the table, which is an aggressive intent. He's a big presence. He's a tall man. He plays the game with a bit of a cavalier kind of streak. And I think that's so important he holds on to that, because he'll be challenged to change his methods at times too, because he might not necessarily be the most consistent because of his flamboyancy. But I hope he remains the Venkatesh Iyer that we've seen so far. He's got a ginormous future in this game, and he's a very intelligent man. And I wish him all the very best, and I thank him also for all of his efforts. He was a big catalyst for our turnaround in this season.
Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you. All the best. Thanks, everyone.